Saint Marie Among the Hurons invites families to check out Adventures in Time Travel, an opportunity to experience life in Wendake in 1639. From Monday to Friday, guests will have the chance to try historical craftwork, check out the blacksmith shop, taste cornbread and bannock, put on 17th-century clothing while finding and learning about artifacts at the reconstructed historic settlement. The best part? The historic site notes in a release. No time machine required. The Adventures in Time Travel program over the March break includes a dynamic blend of both indoor and outdoor activities. Indoor pursuits include crafting corn husk figures and clay pots. Outside, guests will try their hands at First Nations games such as lacrosse. Additionally, scheduled presentations will offer opportunities to savor historic teas, hear indigenous stories in the longhouse and check out 17th-century fire-starting demonstrations. Saint Marie is a captivating destination year-round, but there's a truly enthralling aspect to delving into 17th-century, winter living conditions in this secluded community, Huronia Historical Park's general manager Will Baird noted. Given that many activities will occur outdoors, guests are encouraged to dress appropriately for the weather. While the gift shop will offer snacks and hot chocolate, visitors are welcome to bring a picnic lunch and eat it in the restaurant. Tickets are $12 per person, tax included. Saint Marie offers free admission to children 5 and under, as well as a support person accompanying a paying guest with a disability. First Nations, Métis and Inuit visitors, as well as members of the Canadian Armed Forces and Ontario teachers, can also access this event for free with valid ID. When asked why Saint Marie offers free admission to Métis residents, given the large number of locals now identifying as such and the potentially significant lost revenue stream, Marketing and Media Relations Coordinator Michaela Lefebvre said the initiative was launched several years ago. Its purpose is to foster cultural revitalization, contribute to reconciliation efforts and offer Indigenous communities the chance to explore and engage with pivotal historical locations, she said. This endeavor reflects a commitment to inclusivity, education and the celebration of diverse cultural heritage. These historical landmarks have been dedicated to education, with a primary goal of enlightening visitors from both near and far. Additionally, both sites have a wealth of Indigenous history, with Discovery Harbor holding particular significance for the local Métis communities. During the 1830s, it served as the residence for a substantial group of Métis people from Drummond Island, and their descendants maintain a strong presence in the area. For more information, click here.